This episode of TMS is brought to you by Squarespace.com, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create a professional website, blog, portfolio, or online store. For a free trial and 20% off your new account, go to Squarespace.com and use the offer code MORNING9. Coming up on TMS, let's play What Are the People Worth game.
If Kim doesn't come home soon, Scott and the kids might have to start eating their shoes.
Too late. Staying together means you'll likely survive better.
Boulder gets some pretty rad relief, man.
They totally did. Miley Cyrus might have Jabba the Hutt's tongue.
Mumford and Sons goes mom.
Fitness geek.
Your emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Basketball's been good to me. Like picking me for the West All-Star team 3 years in a row. I've had it good that way. Once I was on a job that gave me medical and dental care, a 30-day paid vacation, and lots more. Know who I was working for? The United States Air Force. That's right. And they'll have that kind of job for you, too. Call the Air Force and see for yourself.
And it's not that I don't appreciate a good boob.
The Morning Stream.
I sure hope Scott Fletcher reads my tweet. This is The Morning Stream.
Hello, we have microphone mute. What's going on with that? Come on now. Professionalism. Always professional here on The Morning Stream. Hey, it's Scott Johnson. Good morning. It's Brian Ibbett. Hello.
Oh, hi.
It's The Morning Stream for Tuesday, September 24th, 2013. And, yeah, here we are. Yeah. We're doing it. Did I mention on the show that we got an offer on the house? I might not have.
Not on this show. I think you may have mentioned it on Film Sack.
We now have a contract. I guess it's a full-blown hooey ha-ha contract. Like, how, I don't know what constitutes, like...
Bona fide?
Yeah, legally binding to some length, you know, to the point that if you don't do it, then you lose your earnest money or whatever. And that's happening all over. So we've made an offer on the other one. They've made, and the other people have made an offer here. And all things willing, we're moving on Halloween Day. So the day children are all over the streets, I'll be driving a big truck full of stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nothing better than trying to maneuver a giant U-Haul with... around kids dressed like Robin Thicke and
Miley Cyrus.
And Miley Cyrus. Quit twerking in the middle of the street.
42-degree weather in the middle of the early evening.
Twerk or treat.
Yes. All right, there might be a comic in that. There might be one. so, yeah, I'm glad to be here because the next 30 days or however long that is going to get ugly. It's going to be crazy. I don't think we'll miss any shows, per se, you know, barring anything too nuts. But I don't know what day of the week Halloween is, so that may be a day where we don't have a show. I don't know.
It's a Thursday.
Is it a Thursday?
Okay. It's a Thursday, yeah.
All right. We do an inspection on the new house tomorrow, which will be interesting because I got to go look at, like, all the electrical for the Frog Pants Studios new space.
Yes, you got to make sure there's sufficient wiring separate from the rest of the house. From the rest of the house.
Hopefully, because I don't want to be causing, you know, I can't be recording a show and Kim turn on the blender and then all hell breaks loose. Can't have that happen.
No, for sure.
More on that as we get closer.
As we approach, yeah. Exactly.
So it's Tuesday and no Jerry today. Again, he's flying, he's traveling. Wow. But here's the dealio on him. He texted me yesterday, as he is wont to do. And said, hey, can I come in on there like during the news or the celebrity poop segment on Thursday? And I'll just kind of hang out with you guys because I fly right after that. But I could come on until you pull Wendy in. And I said, sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, there's room in this hot tub for all three of us. Come on in. So, Jerry, if you want your Jerry fix this week, don't worry. We got it covered.
It's coming. Yeah. It's perfect, too, because you'll get your Jerry and then you'll get your therapy, which is pretty appropriate.
It kind of is.
It's the way it used to be, too.
It's exactly how it used to be, except the problem with the old way was, you know, he had his own segment on Thursdays, which meant that we went until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
Because Wendy's long and he's long, and that's just the way it went. So, anyway, I'm excited to have him here, and it's nice to know that he continues to desire to be on the show. I mean, he counts it as one of his favorite things he gets to do each week. So when he can't, he feels real bad about it. So let's all be nice. Come on now, Tadpole. Be ready for him. Just put out a helping hand, be a good Samaritan and whatnot. All right. I thought we'd play a little game today.
All right.
Brian, people in Hollywood, some of them are worth a lot of money. Some are worth less than you think. Some are worth more than you think. And that is to say, you know, millions of dollars. So I want to play a little game with you where you can't look at that link, but I can.
Okay.
And I want you to name a celebrity, and I will tell you, well, you know what? Maybe the funner way to do this is I will tell you a celebrity name, and you try to guess what you think they're worth in dollars.
All right.
Okay?
And this is, like, going to be millions, like...
Yes, quite often.
Boy, I almost need... I need one is, like, a barometer, you know, one to set the bar.
Let's give...
Can you give me a freebie?
How about... Yeah, let me give you...
Oh, by the way, people are saying that the mobile stream is not working. Did you turn it on?
I did. Something's janky with that thing lately. Hold on. Let's try it one more time. See what's going on. Because that's not fun for anybody involved.
Mm-hmm.
It's on. Hold on. It says it should be working. I mean, I'll keep an eye in here and see how many times it refreshes, but... I don't know. Todd may have something.
Sorry to, you know.
No, it's all good. That's okay. This train can get right back on the tracks.
All right, good.
Because it's a virtual train. Okay. What was I doing? Oh, okay. Here's your baseline. Dakota Fanning. All right.
Okay.
Fair enough. She's worth $16
million. Okay. All right.
This isn't a person who's like, you know, a gigantic star. She's a good child star and all that, and it's worked out well for her, but you wouldn't look at this and go, oh, she's beyond huge or anything like that, right? So that gives you a nice baseline for somebody who's working in Hollywood on a fairly regular basis and has been for a while. 16 million
that's
Dakota Fanning.
That's a good baseline, a good unit to work with. So I'll give my answers in Dakota Fanning units.
All right,
so
perfect.
I'd say, oh, he's worth about 7 Dakota Fannings.
That's a lot of money if you want to translate it. Yeah, all right. So here you go. Star Trek's Colm Meaney, who played Chief O'Brien. Currently Mr. Durant on the hit TV show AMC series Hell on Wheels.
Oh, is he? Is he? So he's working.
Yeah.
I would say he's... I would put him right around the same level as Dakota Fanning. I would, let's say...
I'm going to give you a $2 million buffer on any of these answers.
Okay. Right. Either direction?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say $14 million for Colm Meaney.
Let me see. Should I have a sound effect for winning and losing? I should. How about, let's see. All right. If you get it wrong, you get one of these.
Musgrove.
Okay. And you got that one wrong.
Okay.
$10 million.
$10 million. Bummer.
Yeah.
It was a little high.
Most known for, let's see. Oh, yeah, he was in Con Air. I forgot about that. Anyway, known for Remington Steele, Star Trek The Next Generation, MacGyver, and Star Trek Atlantis, or Stargate Atlantis, rather.
Really? Yeah. No mention of Deep Space Nine, or wasn't he in Deep Space Nine?
Yes.
He was in one of the offshoots, wasn't
it's
he?
It's not written on here, though. It's weird.
Yeah.
He says most widely recognized for his work now on as in.
God, I would not have said friggin' MacGyver or what about?
Oh no, there it is. It's in there. Sorry, Star Trek: Deep Space Nine is National Lunar. I missed it. I skipped
the movie with the band, the Irish band. Shoot, not the Replacements, but the something like that.
I don't know.
No. The Commitments. Thank you. Yes, Irony Man. The Commitments.
Oh, okay.
Great Colm Meaney vehicle.
All right. Throw me a name. Give me a celebrity name. Who? Give me just anybody that comes to mind. Anybody
You're supposed to be giving me names.
Hey, I'm mixing it up. I'm mixing this up here.
All right. Let's say, let's say Charlize Theron.
Oh, okay.
And I'm even gonna guess at how much I think she's worth.
Charlize.
How much is she worth to me? I would say I would put her at $35 million.
Before we get to her, sorry, this thing popped up and I don't know why.
If you hit the monkey, you get $100.
Take a wild guess. Charlie Sheen's net worth.
Oh, Charlie Sheen. Ooh, currently?
Yeah, this is gonna
that number's gone down.
It's
I would
bother
say
you though. This number's gonna bother you.
Really?
It bothers me.
18 million.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your seats.
Musgrove.
$125 million.
Holy crap.
His current net worth. And that most of that came from his Two and a Half Men, $1.2 million paycheck per episode. And then he gets syndication on that, which is ridiculous. And
what is that, like 8 Dakota Fannings?
That's a lot of Dakota Fannings.
That's a lot of Dakota Fannings.
That's too many Fannings for one person to handle. All right, Charlize Theron. I can't, how do you spell her name?
I'm going to C-H-A-R-L-I-Z-E.
C-H-A-R-L-I-Z-E.
Uh-huh.
Space. Oh, there we go. Theron.
I'm going to up my guesstimate, too, based on Charlie Sheen. I'm going to put her at 48.
48 million. Let's find out. Is it 48 or close to it?
Musgrove.
$95 million.
Wow. Well, good. I feel better that she's up there with the...
Yeah, she should be beating Charlie Sheen.
She should be beating... Everybody should be beating Charlie Sheen.
Just saw her in the...
taking a turn.
I finally saw The Road. I was telling you about that on FilmSack. And
Cormac McCarthy, yeah. Right.
Yeah, she's in it doing a thing that wasn't in the book, but I really liked. I thought it was great. And she's awesome in that, man. She's always good, whatever. Mm-hmm. She looks like my mom, but it's fine. Well,
okay,
way my mom used to look.
I'm drawing a little scale here now. So here's Dakota Fanning.
I love this. This is like you gambling
Charlize
in Vegas.
Theron, and then Charlie Sheen. And okay.
All right, I'm picking a new name. Hold on. I can't think of any people right now. Scott Glenn.
Wow, really? That's who you think of?
Yeah.
Well, you're just told to come up with a name, you come up with Scott Glenn.
Yeah, I like that guy. I'm a fan.
All right, Scott Glenn.
Oh, he's not in here. Damn it. Okay how about
put him on there.
Let's see, is Aaron Paul in here? Let's see what Aaron Paul makes. Yeah, we got an Aaron Paul net worth.
Aaron Paul, current net worth, I'm going to say 32.
32 million? Are we within?
Two Dakota Fannings.
Okay, two Dakota Fannings. Are we anywhere near that?
Musgrove.
No, $16 million.
16, okay. So he's 150K, worth one Dakota Fanning.
Yeah, 150K per episode. My guess is he's going to make, he's in the new Need for Speed movie and some other stuff. I think his net worth will go up. I'll give you one more.
All right, one more. Let's do Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Since I think this is going to be the upper end of the scale still.
Yeah.
Even, you know, probably 10, 15, 20 years after he probably peaked on the scale.
Sure.
I'm still going to say he's going to be like at 180.
180. Are we with
probably? It's probably going to be like.
How many Dakota Fannings is that?
250. How many Dakota Fannings? That's like 12 Dakota Fannings, I'm guessing, right around there.
That's pretty good. Let's find out. Is it? And you said how much? 100 and what?
180.
All right, 180,000. Are we close?
Musgrove.
$250 million.
Wow, yeah.
Still doing just fine, it appears.
I was a little underestimated on that one.
He's been married to actress Mimi Rogers, Nicole Kidman, and most recently Katie Holmes, and is on the hunt for a new one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of marriages. One thing you can say about those Scientologists, they like to get married. All right, well, that was fun.
And he's the ultimate in... Matthew McConaughey, because he keeps getting older and his wife stay the same age.
That's true. That's totally true. It's celebritynetworth.com is where I was getting those, by the way, folks,
right,
if you
want
to play at home. Yeah, it's good times. One quick mention that if my wife doesn't hurry up and start coming home, because she's still at her sister's watching nieces,
mm-hmm. All right.
We're going to die. We're dying.
When is she due home?
Today, finally, at like 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon. Her sister and her brother-in-law went to Thailand for 10 days.
Wow.
On some business trip. And she's had 3 kids. Sarah's had the baby. So there's 4 kids total. They've been swapping those around back and forth. And all this house stuff came to a head during all of it.
God, I know.
So
that's
it's
crazy.
Just bananas. And guess what we're eating around here? I mean, I'm literally eating. Is that Pop-Tart look like dinner worthy? Yep. Sounds good to me. I'll have that.
Is she coming home to like poop smeared on the walls and...
Yeah, and not just that, but in letters it says, help me, as I was trying to get the message out.
People walking around wearing garbage bags for clothes.
Yeah, the kids, you know, there's wrappers of various sorts that are strewn about.
Oh, geez.
The cat is probably...
Like DMX is over there, and...
I think the cat's eating. I think the DMX is over.
The rappers all over the place.
Yeah, there's rappers everywhere, you guys. we're lousy.
We're knee deep in rappers.
We're lousy with rappers. Anyway, so she is coming home today, and I'm really, really stoked about it because it means everything gets back to normal. And she's come over, you know, various times because we've had to sign paperwork, but it's always been in this giant rush. Like, get over here. All right, quick, sign this stuff because I got to get this other kid to soccer practice. So we sign up like 50 papers to get to the bank. And then, you know, I've got all these cool electronic means to get paperwork back and forth so we don't have to run paper around. So, yeah, we do live in 2013, but as it turns out, you need both of us here to do it.
Right.
And she doesn't have, you know, some PDF signer on her iPhone. Shite. But she's back today, so
good.
Rejoice, good. Everybody. Join hands and rejoice. All right, let's call Daryl.
Okay.
I can't think of a better way to celebrate the return of my wife than to call Daryl.
Little Daryl?
Yeah, sure. Little Daryl. Lil Daryl.
Lil Daryl.
I like that.
It's like the new Sunday cartoon in your newspaper. Lil Daryl.
Oh, the adventures of Lil Daryl. It's Stump a Trek Nerd brought to you by...
Hey, beer lovers. Be sure to check out the Hopcast, your premier craft beer podcast. Visit hopcast.com to watch the latest episodes. That's hop-cast.com to watch the latest episodes where Brad Chmielewski and Ken Hunnemeter review new beers, interview brewers, and even help improve your beer knowledge. With over 200 episodes, that's what it says, with over 200 episodes.
Wow.
It is sure to keep those taste buds coming back for more. Be sure to follow and subscribe to the Hopcast on iTunes. Cheers!
Wait, do the math. 200 is actually 20,000?
It'd be 20,000, yeah, right.
Not 200,000. I got too many zeros in my head. All right.
200, yeah.
Not bad on that math. It's a lot of episodes. Must have started somewhere in the 1920s, 1930s.
Here's the thing, folks. If you write the number 200, you don't have to follow with the word 100.
That's right. That's right. Daryl.
We love the Hopcast.
We do. We love the Hopcast. Go watch it now. Those guys have weird names. Daryl, what's up, man? What's up?
Daryl.
Oh, I'm totally discombobulated because the stream is not streaming.
I know. I can't. I'm sitting here watching. I can't do anything. It's not letting me do it. I texted Todd. I have no idea what's going on. So stream down, folks.
I have a backup. It's Twitch. You are on Twitch. I see you. You are on my phone in video form.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. That's right, because the Twitch app is actually pretty good as compared to any other video. All the other video apps are terrible, except for YouTube, I guess. But live, yeah, like all the live streaming stuff, like the Justin TV app, they haven't updated in ages, and it's a piece of poo. Another sign that that thing's going away. So that's nice. So you see me right now.
Yeah. And this is free. Justin TV is $10.
Oh, it is?
That's why it's going away. Nobody's going to buy that.
The app is $10?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? That used to be free or a dollar, and it's garbage anyway. I can't believe that. Dude, that is seriously a sign that they're forcibly trying to kill their other brand. That's really what they're doing. Yeah. Brian, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, does the Twitch thing work with the Flash Media Live encoder? Like, you used to use that, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm using the same thing. All you have to do is change the streaming key,
cool.
And that's it. You're done.
All right.
And I literally had to do nothing to change it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be twitching tomorrow. I'll get you new embed codes.
Yeah,
Scott.
Well, yeah. Give me a new embed code. Code. What?
A new code in bed. I'll give you a new code in bed.
Okay, perfect. Just like my fortune cookie said would happen. Daryl, it's good to have you back. It's Stump a Trek Nerd time, and I'm thrilled to hear about the Twitch app. Let's get right to it. Trek trivia. Where are we? Here we are. In the original series episode, Amok Time, Spock is going through Pon Farr. Oh, that's the thing where you get all emotional.
It's right. It's puberty.
Right.
Vulcan puberty.
Yes, every 7 years, right?
Or Vulcan heat.
Yeah. Vulcan heat. They didn't really...
new cop show coming to ABC, Vulcan heat.
It seems like if it was only a 5-year mission, they ought to have timed that better. So his 7 years
right.
Well, it didn't happen during the 5 years. Anyway, the Enterprise is on a course for Vulcan when Starfleet contacts them about a presidential inauguration on Altair 6. Roman numerals, you have to forgive me. Starfleet says the inauguration has been pushed up several days. I think he means by. How many days has the inauguration been pushed up by?
Was that's it a number question?
You love those. I know. Your favorite. You embrace these questions. These are the ones you stay up at night thinking, oh, man, I love those. I hope tomorrow is one of those number questions. A, 4 days. B, 5 days. C, 6 days. Or D, 7 days. Now, while you think about that impossibly dumb question, let's play this game.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
We got on that package from Las Vegas some lemon cream filled wafers, a taste of Vienna. I hear someone's already tearing those open.
Yeah.
These are Manor. Am I reading that? Is that an M or a W?
Looks Manor. Like
a, oh.
It is Manor. M A N. Yeah.
Okay.
It says on the back. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you smell that? Oh, dude. It's like fresh lemon pledge on your table. Mm-hmm. Smells great. I love lemon stuff.
The little pull tab thing really should go all the way around.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm obliterating this.
Yeah.
There's no point.
What did it solve? What did it help? Nothing.
It did nothing. Did nothing to help anyone. Oh, these are interesting. So they come in big cube or big quadrants.
Yeah, like a big board wafer.
Yeah, and they're definitely wafers. Like, see, these are wafer thin. And they remind me of a thing my mom used to buy me when I was a kid, but these aren't it.
I'm watching you sniff your wafer from 40 seconds ago.
Wafer sniffer.
You're watching me sniff my wafer from 40 seconds ago. We're time travelers. I'm a time lord. All right. So here we go. Let's bite in. Let's go for it. Well, how come one side... Okay. By the way, oh, they break up in even smaller chunks, by the way. One side is a different pattern than the other. Do you see that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know why that amazes me. I'm easily entertained. All right, here we go.
Wow. Well, so you can tell the top from the bottom.
All right. As predicted, those are really good.
That is super yummy.
That's a lot better than whatever that other thing was. What was that called? Mm. Devil's anus, whatever we had yesterday. That was terrible.
Oh, yeah, halva.
Yeah, didn't like that at all.
Sorry, Cleo, I did forget to lick it. I will lick this one right here.
Ew, nobody eat the one Brian just licked.
Brian's going to eat the one thing. He just licked.
The Twitch thing?
Never mind.
What happened?
There's a chat room there. There's people talking in there.
Yeah, so if you do it on Twitch directly... Yeah. It's separate. Yeah, they're not connected. So if you do the embedded thing like we do normally, I mean, this was always true with Justin as well. People could go in there and chat. It's just the app wasn't as good, so you couldn't do it on your phone. But yeah, none of that has really changed. I mean, quite literally, they're the same servers, the same people, the same owners. All that changed was I put an account over there. So easy sneezy.
I'm being distracted by the phone.
Oh, yeah, and because we're on Twitch, it's a video game network streaming thing. Real quick here. Video games. We love video games. We like video games, and we'll play video games. All right, moving on. Here we go. Daryl, what are we doing? Oh, birthdays. You got a birthday?
That was good. Birthday, yes. Kieran Mulrooney is 48. He was Benzon in the episode TNG. Did I say that? I don't know. Outrageous Akona.
He sounds like a mineral to me. Benzon.
Yeah, he does. And then on Enterprise, 13 years later, he played Shaw on Fortunate Son.
Oh, wow.
So he was kind of almost a little kid on TNG, and then he was all grown up on Enterprise.
CCR, Fortunate Son.
He's got crazy hair.
Yeah.
These days.
Isn't that a CCR song, Fortunate Son? It is, right?
Yeah. Of course it is. Yeah, It Ain't Me.
Yeah.
Fortunate Son.
Love that stuff.
It was even in Bioshock.
Yeah. But boy, there sure was a shark jumping moment when what's his name left and did, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. Clap, clap, clap. So bad.
There you go. There's a link in the Tadpool to his IMDb photo, current IMDb photo, and you can see his awesome hair.
Where'd you put this chat room?
Chat room, yeah.
Okay.
The second of the two photos is the one you want, or the second of the two links.
Oh, my. Oh, you know what that looks like? I'll tell you what that looks like. It's like
some cartoon character, doesn't it?
Barton Fink and J.J. Abrams had a car accident.
Wow, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
You win. You absolutely win.
That is some crazy hair up there. I wouldn't mind that hair. I'd wear that hair. I'd wear
Oh,
them.
He's brothers with Dermot Mulroney.
Oh, is he really? Mm-hmm. Dermot got all the girls, trust me.
Yeah, for sure.
Not this guy.
All he's right. like, I'm jealous of your hair, but
other
guess
than that,
what?
Other
guess
than that,
what?
Kind of a douche. All right, well, good job. Very nice. Happy birthday to that guy. How old is he? 48, you say?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Nice. In the original series episode, like we mentioned before, Muck Time, Spock's going through the old Vulcan puberty there. How many days has the inauguration been pushed up by? 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, or 7 days?
Let's see. They have to get there. I don't know. I'm all discombobulated by today.
What is it about today that is so discombobulating?
Oh, this whole stream stuff.
Oh, we threw off your routine, didn't we?
Yeah. I'm all way off.
Damn you, Todd. Whitehead.
I'm going to be shamed if I get this wrong, because this is one of the greatest episodes of all time.
We're even hearing a song, a cover in the background, covering a song from A Muck Time, aren't we?
Yeah, that's
the,
true, yeah.
The battle. Yeah,
oh,
the
is
battle,
it from that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Hold on, let's...
That's from the fight, the Kirk-Spock fight.
Let's turn that... Oh, it just ended. Never mind. Perfect timing. Perfect timing. It's looping right now. yeah, A Muck Time. That is what that's from.
Mm-hmm.
Where they fight. Spark. Oh, here we go. It's the one that as soon as they started playing it at Nerdtacular, you're like, oh yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Love that.
It was awesome too, hearing him play that live.
Good stuff. All right, Daryl. Sorry. Back to your deliberations were in full swing.
I thought he said something. I thought Spock said something about something 2.8 light days or something, but maybe that's a different episode. And that's not even a choice. So
nope.
I guess it's not that.
There are light days and there are heavy days.
four or five. Well, it's increased. Now, what? It's not increased to, it's increased by, isn't it?
Yeah, how many days has the inauguration been pushed up by?
Four, five, or six, or seven.
Mm-hmm.
Can you still buy a push-up bra? Is that a thing
sure.
you can do? Okay.
Sure.
It just reminded me of it. I just thought, is that a dead thing? Like, you don't... Like, what is that even? What is a push-up bra, ladies? Girls? I don't even
it's
know
like
what it
a,
is.
It's like a, you know, like a Wonder Bra. Like, it pushes things up.
Cleo wants to know if I need one. Oh, do I need one? Okay.
When you're doing push-ups. You need
but it's designed to, I mean, that design, it's meant to make you look voluptuous and...
Listen, E. Kardashinsky. He says, I like how Brian knew that instantly. As long as there are boobs and guys to appreciate them, there will be push-up bras.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I think you're probably right. As long as dudes exist. And ladies want to impress
exactly.
those dudes. Okay.
Exactly.
I'm cool
I think
with that.
The push-up bras probably get higher and higher as the
because gravity takes
years go on.
Gravity takes its toll.
Right.
Childbirth often changes things. I mean, you know, these are natural. This is natural biological change. Sure. And by the time you're 50, you're tucking them in unless you're wearing a push-up, right?
Right. Exactly.
Tucking them in. And I don't mean the kids at night after a story, if you know what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm channeling my, what's his name? Can't think of his name.
Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah. No.
Oh,
Hey, baby. I can't think of his name.
Isaac.
Isaac Hayes. Nope, Isaac the other Hayes. One. The other one. The other one. Not Isaac Hayes. Not the one that played Chef on South Park. The one that...
Right, the other guy. The
ain't enough for your love, baby.
Barry White.
Barry White.
Barry.
Oh, Barry. Jill. Dear Jill.
Jill.
Jill. Jill.
Jill.
Oh, I love him. All right, let's do it.
Jill.
Jill.
There he is.
Jill.
Jill.
Barry.
Oh, Barry.
Barry.
I can't get
that's
enough of your
one.
Love.
That's Barry.
Barry.
What are you doing here, Barry?
It's like Jill. Sandra Bullock. Or yeah. not Sandra Bullock. Sandra Bernhardt. Barry.
Barry. Ah, that whole game. It's the greatest thing ever made. All right, sorry. Daryl, back to you, buddy. Where are you at with this? When's the last time you were called buddy, by the way? Did I just take buddy. 10 years off your life? What did I do just now?
More like 30.
Well, speaking... Okay, sorry. Daryl, I don't want to mess you up here, but I got a quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
When you were younger, or... So we had that email yesterday asking about or talking about time and how it seems that it goes faster as you get older. Do you have that sense? Because I think we've talked about it before offline or somewhere else. But do you agree with that theory that it's a matter of percentage of your life? In other words, if you've only been alive for 10, 1 year of that is a huge portion of it. But if you've been alive for 60, then 1 year is absolutely nothing. Do you think that's kind of the way it works?
That's the way it works. I'm not sure if that's why it works that way, but yes, it's exponential. As you get older, you're that multiplied by itself more.
It seems unfair. Doesn't it seem unfair?
Yeah.
Because I'd like to be old and bored. I don't have that feeling ever, to be older and bored. Maybe you don't want to be bored, but I don't mean bored as in, man, that's miserable to be bored. I just mean I'm never sitting there going, man, I wish I had something to do. That never happens to me, ever.
I wish I had something to do.
Yeah, I just never have a thing to not be doing. So anyway, all right. Just wanted to touch on that. Now we get to touch on this. Tell me all about who wins.
Putin.
Oop, sorry.
Oop.
Slip of the finger there.
Can we just go straight to mineral and that?
No. The rules say, clearly, Section 5, Article 3, that you have to answer first.
Okay. I think that these answers are all wrong and that something's worded strangely here and it doesn't make sense.
All right.
And it's bogus and stupid, so I'm going to choose 6.
6. 6 days, everybody.
I think that's wrong. I think they're all wrong.
Well, let's see. Yesterday you were wrong. Today you might be right. Let's find out. Judges, is it 6? No. 7 days is the answer. D, 7 days. The inauguration has been pushed up by 7 days, making it impossible to stop at a Vulcan. What? To stop at Vulcan. Sorry. They eventually get to Vulcan, where Kirk and Spock battle each other. Early in the episode, McCoy notices Spock is behaving strangely. Here is a clip of said strange behavior. Boom.
When I suggested to Spock that it was time for his routine checkup, your logical, unemotional first officer turned to me and said, "You will cease to pry into my personal matters, Doctor, or I shall certainly break your neck."
Break your neck.
Spock said that?
What is this? Prying. If I want anything from you, I'll ask for it.
Oh, that stuff's ridiculous when they get Spock all worked up. I never liked it. It was
it's great.
Angry Spock.
It's fine as a concept. I just don't think I bought. I just stabbed myself with an X-Acto knife. I don't buy Spock as overly emotional, or I don't buy Leonard Nimoy's performance as emotional. It comes off so phony and fake to me.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever, I get the point. Oh, man, I totally stabbed myself. Why did I do that? I'm bleeding.
Why are you playing with an X-Acto knife? Anyway?
I don't even know. I don't know why that's even here. I used it to open a box yesterday, and then I was just playing with it, and I cut. Anyway, it's all right. It's not bleeding too bad.
I'm going to watch this happen 40 seconds ago in the video.
Time Lord. All right. Daryl is the Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can follow him there. You can also listen to his podcast about Star Trek at what is it called? Oh, This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com and wherever podcasts are handed out freely. Daryl, give us a little contest about minerals and other stuff. Minerals or aliens.
Okay. Is this I always mess this up. Is it a Star Trek alien or an actual mineral?
Got it.
We did that one, so let's do Fotillion.
Oh, the Fotillion.
Fotillion. I'm going to say alien.
I'm going to say, I think also alien.
Ooh, you vote together, and this time you're right.
Yeah!
Yay!
That should be. And a Flotillion is a
Flotillion.
Yeah.
A little floating alien.
Flotillion. It's the news.
Join Pierce 4 times a week in Let's Plays of platformers, RPGs, roguelikes, indie games, and the occasional shooter. pardon me. Also with weekly fitness-oriented vlogs at Pierce Nation on YouTube, I can also be found at Pierce Nation on Twitter. That's P-E-A-R-S-E Nation. Remember that open immigration is now being accepted, so come join the nation. Horde side.
Oh, very nice. Horde side. Yeah, we've Horde really side. We've got a lot of people repeating that a lot.
Horde side.
It's Greg Street, Ghostcrawler Street.
Horde side.
Right, saying that. You got Horde Tom. Side. Here's Tom.
Horde side.
You got this other guy.
Horde side.
I don't know what he did. How about this one?
Horde wow. side.
Yeah, there's a lady.
That's Horde all he takes on day.
Yeah, a little horde. Yeah, totally. That's a-
Horde side.
Oh my gosh, it totally is. There's another one.
Horde side.
Yeah, people really, they like that. They're into That's awesome. It. Yeah, and every time they do, a Terpster gets its wings. All right.
Mm-hmm.
In the news, turns out, great new study here. This is good okay. for good for me and you. Married cancer patients, not that you and I are married, I mean are to our wives. Married cancer patients are more likely
married
to survive.
To my job.
Yeah, I'm married to my job. Ball and chain. We're more likely to survive through our cancer if we stay married.
Oh, cool. Because we're married.
Yeah. Perhaps Walter White lasted long as long as he did.
Maybe, yes.
Hey, well, do you know what the... I was going to ask you this, and I forgot to. And I saw the episode this week, and man, that was good.
Okay.
Holy crap, Todd. Can we just kick Todd to the curb already?
I know. Todd makes... Ugh. Yeah.
Todd
yeah,
is yeah. like... Gus Fring had scruples in a weird way.
Exactly, yes. Todd is the Gus Fring without any sort of... barometer of what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah, his rightness and wrongness.
And this
is
isn't this isn't
up.
Spoiling anything.
No,
not spoiling
it's not.
Anything.
Todd's a bastard. That's all you know. Yeah. If you haven't seen any of it, you'll get there and you'll go, "Oh, this must be the Todd they were referring to." There's no spoilers. Right, exactly. Anyway, I was going to ask you. Do you know what the entire time frame of Walter White's diagnosis with cancer up till now, 5 seasons later, what the actual like universe timeline should be? Was it a year, 2 years?
I can tell you, and again, this is not a spoiler, but the episode you just watched had a 3-month gap.
Oh, right. I mean, yeah, if you don't count that bit, let's say.
Oh, then I don't know. that's what I thought. That's what I thought you might have been
It sounded funny the way you said asking. It.
Oh, then I don't know.
Let's see.
People are saying 14, 16 months.
Breaking Bad timeline. Some people say 1 year online. They're saying 14 months. How much time has passed in Breaking Bad? Let's see. 32 weeks.
No, that can't. Is that right?
So it says. That's how long? That's how many years is that? Yeah, 30. It says 31 weeks.
Including recent...
Not even including... This is
flash-forward kind of stuff that's happened.
Well, according to this, up till Full Measure,
mm-hmm.
that's season 3, episode 13, that was 31 weeks, and that's when they stopped on this list.
Okay.
So it means longer than that.
Huh. Yeah.
I don't know. Breaking Bad Wiki. Let's see. I don't know why I'm so interested in this, but I am. Because it doesn't really matter, but I'm always fascinated by that. Like Lost, I was always interested in how long Lost really lasted.
Yeah, people are pointing out, good point, Almizan. We've seen 3 pancake or egg bacon birthday numbers, 50, 51, 52.
Oh, so 2 years then.
2 years.
Well, yeah, if you go...
Or was one a flashback?
Well, both of those were flash forwards, I think, to even after where we're at right now. So,
you think the 51 and 52 were? I know the 52...
52 is because he had that hair, he's got that gun, right. And he's at that restaurant, right?
Right.
So I think, at the very least, I think that's the oldest age we've seen. So if that's his birthday, and we did see his 50th in season 1, so 2 years then.
Yeah, and we're not counting the flashbacks with Skyler when they're finding the house and when he's with his previous girlfriend.
No, none of that.
The gray matter stuff.
Right. Yeah. Oh, which, by the way.
Wow. Yeah.
You know what, Jury? I need to call Jury and wish him congratulations. He predicted that. He predicted that, that would be the impetus for however this thing ends. Because he was sure of it.
In that spoiler cast?
Yeah.
I remember listening to that. I don't remember him saying that, but...
I didn't believe him. I thought he was smoking crack that wouldn't come up again. But he thinks that's at the core of everything. So, whatever.
All right. We're not saying any more.
That's people. It. That's all we're saying. We're done. I know we're dancing around stuff that could be. It's not spoilers, though. We haven't said anything that anybody would go. Yeah, it's a thing. Oh, Corinne's probably squirming in her seat right now. Actually, she's not because she can't get the stream. Okay. Moving on. Married cancer patients are more likely to survive. Scientists say they found a key to surviving cancer. It's called marriage. They were 20% less likely to die from their disease compared to people who are separated, divorced, widowed, or never married, according to a study published on Monday. This is on the Journal of Clinical Oncology. Married people in the study fared better than singles, no matter what type of cancer it was. In certain types of tumors, prostate, breast, colorectal. Oh, it's the worst sounding one, isn't it? The colorectal.
Ugh. Colorectal, that, yeah, not the kind of cancer you want to have.
Esophageal and head and neck cancers. I don't like those either. Head and neck cancers just sounds so bad. The survival benefits of marriage were larger than those from chemotherapy. So even if you had chemo, radiation, you know, all your the best care possible, and you were single, you had a 20% less likelihood of survival than somebody who was married and going through the same treatments, or even having less treatment. Interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mind over matter, Brian.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's it. I think it's just the fact that you've got, I don't know.
You have someone to live for.
Something to look forward to. Yeah, exactly. It sounds horrible, but.
Well, and I think there's something to that. You've got somebody right there you want to live for the most. And why not? Why would that not be an impetus for your body to produce, generate chemical / other, nervous system sort of reactions to things and fight better, mm-hmm. you know, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So if that's, I think that's good. I don't know. Is it good? I guess it's good. Check this out. In your backyard, free joints to be given out to Boulder flood relief.
Woohoo!
Yeah. After devastating flood shut down the state and claimed the lives of 10 people, residents in this college mountain town are trying to get back to business as usual, which includes smoking some ganja. They call it ganja? I thought that
was... Well, that's a term.
For pot, though?
Yeah.
I thought that was like... What's hash?
Hash is... it's another form of marijuana that is like where they take the stems and the buds and mix it in with... It's basically... And this is what I'm guessing... Oh, is it? Yeah, the marijuana resin. Okay, and it's mixed in with that. And
okay,
Hashish,
right? Short for hashish. No,
is it? I thought hashish might have been a separate thing, but maybe not.
Hash is hippie pot, says Loof Waffles.
Cleo says it's the hot dogs of pot. Yeah, all the parts of the pig that don't go into the good hot dogs go into hash.
Nicely said. Well, let's see. Organizers are set to hand out free joints today. This is on Boulder's bustling Pearl Street Mall. You been there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yeah. It's a great open outdoor mall. Really, really cool
place. I love
place.
Those places. Those are great. One of my favorite things to do and go to. I'm sure there's a California Pizza Kitchen in there somewhere, right? Isn't that how it works?
Very few chains, actually. There's no California Pizza Kitchen. It's an older one of these. I mean, it's an outdoor open air mall that is as old as a lot of regular closed malls. Like it's been a thing since the 70s.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
So it's a lot of privately owned mom and pop places. There's a great kite store there called Into the Wind that sells a lot more than just kites, like all these little toys and things. You go in there and it's like, oh my God, I want this on my desk. Oh, I want this on my desk too.
Into the Wind is a great name.
Yeah. And it's a really cool store. Russian
like
tea house.
I'd like to there's work a, for Into the Wind. That's great.
There's a what is that? What's the place that has the massive servings? Cheesecake Factory.
Oh yeah.
There is a Cheesecake Factory, and there's an old Chicago Pizza. But
the Cheesecake Factory thing is you're contractually bound to have that in an outdoor mall.
I think so. Yes.
By the way, I like Capt Kipper's comment. High as a kite. That should be what they have to change their name to now. That. Everyone's getting free pot.
Right, exactly. And the sells kites and joints. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it.
Kites and joints. Much of the city is focused on rebuilding. The giveaway is an effort to help stressed out recreational users who may have lost their stashes in flooding. It's also supposed to serve as a protest a marijuana sales tax ballot that will ask voters in November to approve a 15% excise tax. Excise? What does that mean? I don't know what that means. I'm slow on my taxation. I don't know what excise means anymore. But you excise means you take it out of something, right? Because you excise a tumor or you excise.
Exactly.
I don't know. So you take a tax out of the. Out of what?
Well, it's a different thing. There's an excise tax, which I think is, I've heard the term, but I don't know what it is.
Like sales tax, says Rolando. We'll go with you, buddy. Right now, Lockmore says, right, like how Scott excised part of his leg. Did I do that? I don't remember that.
I don't know. Is that with the X-Acto knife?
Oh, no, that was my hand. I poked my thumb. Oh. Boulder has been victimized by floods, says Rob Corey. I wish that was Cordry. Who helped organize the event and hopes to defeat the tax ballot. We want to bring some food relief to folks. Flood relief to folks.
Right.
There ain't no food in this. Well, food maybe relief. Brownies. Maybe some brownies. Well, good on you there, I suppose. I don't know. I mean, you're in the thick of it. How does overall Colorado's attitude toward legalized pot been? Like,
It's polarizing. I mean, there is a lot of areas. We're kind of in this middle area of like, well, it's not for us, but we can see how it would be for some people.
Yeah.
And it's better than a lot of the worst things that they could be doing.
Yeah.
However, I mean, and you've got people obviously, you know, like, yeah, this is the best thing ever. And then you get the people who are just staunchly against it. Not, you know, you're not putting any of those dispensaries in my town. Arvada actually doesn't have any dispensaries. And maybe I would have a different tune if I was a little more concerned if these things were like, you know, just down the street.
Right.
Because they all have the worst names. It's like High Relief. You know, it's like you remember how when in the 80s, everybody had a hair salon and they all had these goofy pun names like the Lion's Mane.
Yep.
And or the Main Event or Hair Today, Gone Tomorrow, whatever.
Yep. I hate those.
They do the same thing with dispensaries. So it's like Green Relief or Peaches and Herbs. Oh, wow. Maybe not that one, but
yeah, I like that one though. How about Herbs Herbs? I'd love that.
Herbs Herbs.
I'd go there.
I'll bet you there is a Herbs Herbs.
If there's not, there should be. Cleo says she's going to send us brownies with pot in it. And I said, if you don't tell me it's in there, I'd probably eat them. I wouldn't know.
Right. I have no idea.
Too late. Let's see. Fake that innocence, Captain Passive Aggressive, says Cleo. What is she talking about? I've never tried it. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know what that is. What is the chat room? What are you getting from it? What do you got there? What comes out of that? Something? You get a little something out of that? I mean, I'm a big... Here's my thing, right? Synthetic drugs seem terrible to me.
Sure.
You know, people making meth and, you know, certain pills and stuff. I don't sort of get that. But
ecstasy and,
But pot literally is like a plant. like it grew here before we came along. Mm-hmm. And we just went, all right. I don't know. At some point, somebody said, all right, you guys, we're smoking every plant we see just to see what happens. Okay. So you start over there. And then eventually somebody, you know, they got through flowers and were like, well, this isn't doing anything for me. And somebody smoked like a coconut and that didn't do jack. But then somebody bumped into this weird looking, you know, plant, smoked it and went, oh, wait, I feel a little weird. I guess. I don't even know. Or maybe somebody ate it first. That's how it started, probably. Somebody ate it and there was medicinal quality to it. And
right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, you know, fruit has been fermenting forever.
Oh, sure, of course. It just took. I'm always curious about the first people to figure it out, and not just things that are like, oh, fermented or pot or whatever. I mean, like, who ate the first banana? Who drew the short straw that day?
Who decided that Kapalua coffee, like, all right, the civet cat, the coffee beans that are digested and pooped out by the civet cat.
Yes.
Who said, you know what? I'm going to make coffee out of that.
Right.
Oh, my God. It's delicious.
This is so good. We can sell it for more than regular coffee and people will pay it. That I don't understand at all. But anything like food or berries or...
Berries.
Or which... I was putting a shoe on and I put it on with my headphone cord inside the shoe and I just about destroyed everything. Anyway, but like, you know, who ate the first... Who went on the mushroom hunt and how many people had to die before they found the ones that didn't kill them?
Right. Yeah, right. Exactly. Because there's, you know, you put a stack of mushrooms out there and some of them are poisonous. Some of them are tasty. The other ones will get you high.
Yeah.
It's
That's a dangerous piece of business. Jeffers says it all happens by accident. Okay, well, that's great. But I'd still like to know the first people who figured it out. That's fascinating to me. Always interesting. Anyway, moving on. Squarespace.com.
Yay!
Squarespace, sponsoring the program. They are fantabulous, Squarespace is. Squarespace.com is the place. And why, you ask? Well, there are a lot of people in my life who want a good website. Problem is, there are really only a couple of ways of doing it. There is learn it all yourself and install your own software, get your own hosting, figure it all out and make a website. So there's one way. And for people like, you know, most people I know, that is not an option because they don't have the time. They don't have the whatever. They don't need to become, they don't want to become professional web designers just so they can have a website for this other thing they'd rather be doing. They just need the site. The other way is to hire it out. And that's really expensive, way more than you think.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So what do you do as a...
the answer? How do you get past those things, hurdles?
Well, Brian, Squarespace.com. Go there, use their tools, build any kind of site you want, have it look amazing, have it adhere to all the web standards that are required, have it be reactive in the sense that it runs great on your mobile devices and multiple browsers and computer types, screen types, touch screens, whatever. All that stuff works great, and it's fantastic. Squarespace.com is the place. Go there. Use the code MORNING9 after your free trial. That's the thing. You don't have to go there and just immediately buy something. You can sign up. No credit card needed. Try it out. See if you like it. Try some of those tools. Build a little site and go, this looks like it might be for me. You can even get your domain through them. They'll take care of all of that. They have great plans, and using the code MORNING9 at checkout will save you 20%. 20% at Squarespace.com. Go check it out today. They're great, and that free trial is absolutely free. Squarespace.com and the code MORNING9.
Chairman J. Parnell Thomas of New Jersey opens an inquiry into possible communist penetration of the Hollywood film industry.
It's Celebrity Poop brought to you by
The Gamers, Hands of Fate, collectible card gaming, Gen Con, indie, and general geekery packed into one kickstarted film. Visit geekimprovement.com/gamers for the trailer and sign up for a chance to win a copy.
Okay, good.
That's kind of cool.
I like it a lot, yeah. That's awesome. I'm worried about Miley Cyrus's tongue. I'd like you to look at this link, please. Look at that tongue.
It's not the correct color for a tongue.
No, I would call that... What do you call that, chat room? Here, let me give it to them.
That's like meat. Like meat that you leave out on the counter for a while color.
Yeah. Like,
you might want to let people know that link could be NSFW.
Because she's wearing pasties or something.
Yeah.
What's she doing? Come on.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying this. If your trademark, one of your trademarks is horking your tongue out constantly like she does, she ought to get like one of them tongue scrubbers or like a
little scrapers. Right.
Something.
Right.
I don't know what's going on there, man. Oh, that's great. The headline is gross. Maxim's hottest woman in the world flashes old yeasty in Vegas. I don't know what that means, but that looks real bad. And also,
I'm not sure what the whole thing is with the tongue. Is that, and maybe I'm too old to kind of get this, but is the tongue sticking out every possible opportunity she gets? Is that the thing these days?
I think that's just her trademark.
Is that the new selfie?
And I don't think she can control it. I think that's what's going on there. I don't know. Maybe she got some weird bacteria when she was sitting on that ball. I don't know.
Well, Gene Simmons did it first.
Maybe that Robin
Thicke. Does it better.
That Robin Thicke guy has something to do with it. He's in trouble, by the way, because apparently backstage, some fan got backstage passes. And there's a photo of him getting a picture of her, and they didn't know this, but behind them is a mirror, and he is grabbing her butt.
Oh, yeah, I saw that photo. Right.
Douche.
Here, look at the photo I'm putting in Skype here for you.
All right. Hold on. Well, whatever. Maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's this girl. Oh, gosh, Gene Simmons. Ugh.
And look at the color of his tongue, though. Like, you know.
Hollywood tongues. He's holding Tongue magazine.
I know, that's the best part. There's just the fact that there's a Tongue magazine.
It's like he just finished eating like a big piece of key lime pie or something and then just forgot to swallow. I don't know. That's grossing me out. All right, so there's that. Mumford and Sons.
Yeah.
They're going on hiatus.
What?
I know. No more. I want to sing. I'm going to put that off for a while.
Well, whose fault is it? Is it? It's not your fault.
It's Mumford.
Mine.
It's Mumford. It's not Sons. The Sons are fine. Mumford and Sons completed their first tour on Friday in Bonner Springs, Kansas.
Bonner.
Oh, Bonner. Okay, Bonner.
No, two N's.
Okay. I want it to.
I know.
I want it to be Bonner. And it is, it will be an undisclosed amount of time before the group performs again, they announced. Quote, there won't be any more Mumford & Sons activities for the foreseeable future. Following Friday's show, Mumford & Son activities. That sounds great.
Mumford & Son activities.
That's fantastic.
I'd like to get that little book with some crayons.
A pop-up book.
Draw Mumford's hair.
Oh, man. This is the band's keyboardist who said that, Ben Lovett. Heir to the John Lovett's fortune, comedy fortune. Said
well,
in an interview,
Lyle Lovett, come on.
Oh, okay, great. Why not? They're not really related, though, are they? They couldn't be.
No, probably not.
Could be, but let's find out what John Lovett's is worth.
You know John Lovett's?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
John Lovett's net worth. Comedian John Lovett's, SNL star. $12 million.
Really? Yep. He still has, still at 12.
Everybody makes so much freaking money.
What are we? Are we on that list? Can
let's find
can
out.
They put us on that list?
Scott Johnson. Scott Johnson.
64 cents.
searching here. Nope, there aren't any. Let's try Brian Ibbett.
Okay.
Brian Ibbett. Whoa, it's hanging on you. It doesn't even know what to do. Oh, here's what it gave us instead. There's no Brian Ibbett, but it gave us a Brian Halsey net worth. Who's Brian Halsey? Halsey. Sorry.
Brian Halsey, or how's it spelled?
It says American actor born in Washington, graduated from, he's in the shows like Strong Medicine, The Inside, Cold Case, and Without a Trace.
Oh, okay.
He's one of those guys you see in every CSI show.
Right.
He's dating Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Okay.
And he's worth $2 million.
That increases his net worth right there.
Does it? I don't know. She's still...
Sure.
Her star on the rise.
She's got the client whisperer or whatever. The
client whisperer?
The client list.
Really?
She plays one of those masseuses that the happy ending massage therapist.
Guess how much she's worth?
She's going to be 21,000 or 21 million.
Close. Dude, I think you might win this one. Hold on. Yeah, okay. That's close enough. I'm going to give you, what's the sound we're at? $18 million.
Oh, yeah, well, that was a little, that was $3 million.
Yeah, still, we'll give it to you. We'll give it to you. let's see. The group had no estimate how long the hiatus will be for Mumford & Sons, who will be not having any more Mumford & Sons activities. We just know we are going to take a considerable amount of time off and go back to hanging out and having no commitments or pressure or anything like that. They did have kind of a meteoric rise to glory.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
It happened all at once, and that has to take a toll. I am full support of this, by the way. I think this is a good idea for any band, and I don't think it's a thing to mock. I think you ought to be able to creatively... You don't want to end up like the Beatles, where they all hated each other's guts by the end.
Right. You don't want Mumford to hate his sons.
No! This is a family. Keep them together. Who will have the activities? This has been an eventful year for British rock band, whose 2012 album Babel, however you want to say it, won the Grammy Award for Album of the Year in February. In June, bassist Ted Duane underwent surgery to remove a blood clot in his brain. Good Lord. The group canceled 3 concerts due to that medical scare. And we talked about it on the show. But yeah, they're taking some time off. So,
well, I will hold out hope.
Holding out hope.
I will hold out hope.
Is that a song?
And I will let you choke
that song.
On the noose around your neck.
And I... Bing, diddling, diddling, diddling. Pretty close.
Pretty close, yes.
Tweaked Audio sponsoring us. I don't know why they want to after that, but they do. They like us, and we like them. Got a guy email me yesterday and says, I'm really hard on my earbuds. I throw them everywhere. Mm-hmm. They get yanked out of my ears all the time. I snag them on doorknobs. He basically admitted to me he's very irresponsible with his earbuds. And yet, by his own doing, he destroyed these earbuds a number of times, and they replaced them.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, see,
they did.
I was going to say, that's if you're hard on earbuds, then that's another reason to go with Tweaked, because, hey, they'll take care of you.
Yep.
You know, it's they'll
they'll keep you listening. They'll keep you with buds in your ears.
And every time I say earbuds or earbuds, I think of Air Bud. The dog movie. Yeah.
Right.
Oh my gosh, that was the worst thing ever that ever happened. Designed to sound great no matter what you're putting in these things, and a lifetime warranty. Can't beat that. Go to tweakedaudio.com, use the code STREAM as always. That's STREAM. Check out for 33% off your next pair of earbuds at tweakedaudio.com. We're going to take a break. This just in. Beep, 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 beep.
Mm-hmm.
Chinbeard is sick.
Oh no.
He is sick. So here's what we're going to do. When we come back from the break, it's phone call time.
Yay!
Prepare to call us. Actually, you can't call a number on a phone, but you can call us on Skype. The name to Skype is My Extra Life. My Extra Life, one word, no spaces, no hyphens. And you don't have to add as a friend or any of that. You just can call. We'll bring you in. That's after the song.
Answer every question you ask us.
Any question you have, short and sweet, is the duty of the day, because we want to get a bunch of you in, okay? So mm-hmm. That's the plan. Yep. All right, Brian, let's do a song, and then we'll come back.
Cool. All right. This one's going out to Max. Says, I would love if you'd play a cover of a song by or of the Dixie Chicks. My girlfriend really loves this band, and she knows I listen to the Morning Stream every morning before I take her to school. And it would be a great surprise for her to hear this dedication, even though she doesn't listen to it because she's usually preoccupied with schoolwork and whatnot.
Preoccupied? Nice.
Preoccupied. Yeah, he actually says that. It'd make us both really happy if that can be done. Thank you, guys, and love the show, Max.
All right.
All right. Well, Dixie Chicks did a cover of Landslide, but we played Cheesy G's version yesterday, and there's no way that anything they did could compare to the greatness of what Kathy put together with Cheesy G. So we're going to play a cover of the Dixie Chicks. Now, I know I've played some Me First and the Gimme Gimmes last week, Stevie Wonder's Isn't She Lovely, but we're going to hear them again. It is their cover of Goodbye Earl. This is from the 2006 all-country cover album called the Me First and the Gimme Gimmes Love Their Country. Mm. It's Me First and the Gimme Gimmes and Goodbye Earl.
All right. I have a confession. Want to hear my confession?
Yeah, tell me
the naked truth about a Sandy hamburger.
My confession is I always liked the Dixie Chicks a lot when they were actively making music. I liked the music. I thought it was good.
Do you like the individual? Like, do you like the solo Natalie Maines stuff?
Don't think I've really heard any of it.
Okay.
Is it good? It's supposed to be good?
I have no idea. I haven't heard it either.
Is she still licking her, like, Bush hates me wounds? Like, do you know that? Do you remember all that? Like, George Bush came out and...
Yeah, well, yeah, I totally remember. Well, it's when they came out and said, we're from Texas, but so's our president. Don't hold that against us or something like that.
And then they got just shamed for... And it was totally all, like, right after 9/11 and all that stuff, I remember.
Yeah.
We worked with a girl who was from Slovenia who used to sing this Earl song in her office. In her accent, yeah.
Well, it's like the total of get back at the abusive boyfriend, husband thing. So.
Yeah, wife-beaten bastard, Earl.
Yes.
But she'd be going, Earl. Oh, goodbye, Earl. She'd do in her weird accent.
Slovenian covers. Yeah, it's
fantastic.
Covers.
Her name was Katya, was her name.
Ah.
Yeah, she was all right. She's kind of a hippie. She smelled weird, but whatever. All right, here we go. It's Goodbye, Earl. It's Me First and the Gimme Gimmes.
All of those, yep.
We'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Marion and Wanda were the best of friends all through the high school days. Both members of the 4-H club, both active in the FFA. After graduation, Marion went looking for a bright new world. Wanda looked all around this town and all she found was Earl. Well, it wasn't 2 weeks after she got married that Wanda started getting abused. She put on dark glasses and long sleeve blouses and makeup to cover up bruises. Well, she finally got the nerve to file for divorce. She let the law take it from there. But her walk right through that restraining order and put her in intensive care.
bum, bum, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a whiz.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Use the pain, the elbow tax, when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, bum, bum, the foaming cleanser. Bump the dirt right down the drain.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax!
Now that sounds like nuclear warfare to me.
Sit down and listen, punk. This is the Morning Stream.
And we're back. Me First and the Gimme Gimmes are great.
They are great.
How fun is that band? My gosh.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. All right, you guys, it's time for...
Call now.
Time for call now.
Call now.
That means you need to...
Call now.
And see if you can get on the show. We got a call from Dwayne this morning. Dwayne, how's it going?
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Brian. This is Ann in the Tadpool.
Hey, dude.
Oh, Ann, cool.
Yeah.
My son and I, we've been talking about time, and a couple of things we've been wondering is, why is it you ask, what time is it? The word it, what does that mean? And the second question is sort of similar, and that's, why don't we say, when are we?
When are we versus what time is it?
And what does the it mean?
Yeah.
That's good. What time is it?
All right. Like, let's start with the it.
Is this now space? What time is the now space that we are existing in?
Yeah. If I had to say the it is because what else do you say? What else do you say? It's added on there.
That's the second part of his question. Why don't we say, when are we? Well, when are we?
When are we? When is it? When are it? When are we? When is we? I can't think of a better way to say it. I think that is just, that's just the way that's the way the English say it.
Yeah. Que hora es? I mean, you just say, is that Spanish?
What hour is it in Spanish? I think. Something like that. Rue's on the line. Rue, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Scott?
Hey, man. Good. How are you?
Hey, Rue. Turn your radio. Radio down. Turn.
Hey.
What does the clock say?
Okay, you there? Are you there? Hello, Rue?
Rue,
did we lose you?
Aw,
he's still there. Just not. Oh no, he's not there.
Okay.
Oh man, you can try back again. Keep him coming though, everybody. We're playing a little.
Call now.
That's what we're doing right now. Because I understand. Oh, you know what? I wanted to talk about this though. When he was going to come on, we were going to talk about it. But Chinbeard is on the latest episode of the Instance TV that I did.
Yeah, right. Talking about props.
Yeah, yeah. And we show off his warglaive from Warcraft. We show off some of his Starcraft stuff and then many, many other things. And it was really, really fun. Like, really cool look at kind of an inside look at what makes that dude tick and kind of his creative muse.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said they accidentally called My Sextra Life. Yeah, that's not that's not the address. If you want to call us now, it's My Extra Life. You don't have to add me as a friend. You just call. It's not a problem. It's super, super easy.
I played a little, I played a little Grand Theft Auto 5 yesterday.
Oh, what'd you think? What are you thinking?
Picked it up via the Redbox. I was like, you know what? I'll pay $2, you know, a day for maybe 3-4 days.
Mm-hmm.
$8, you know, to try this game out.
Sure.
Boy, the N-word flies through that game like butter through a wet monkey,
right?
Something like that, exactly. Holy mackerel!
Something like that.
Yes, not good to play in front of the wife.
No, not safe for anyone. Todd Whitehead on the line. Todd, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. Hey, what did I do? I did something wrong. The stream's working now, but I must have been Funky Monkey earlier. I didn't know what I did wrong there.
You did nothing wrong. The robot had a seizure. I had to kick it in the shins and So next time, like, give me a call on the phone, and I'll take care of it immediately.
Yeah, I should do that, right? I should just call you. Even if you're in the middle of sleep and slumber, I should wake you up and make it happen.
You should wake me up live on the air for the,
exactly.
For the video listeners.
That'd be a fun thing. Hey, do you have either a question for us or a confession?
Oh, yeah, we forgot to hit...
confessions now. You added confessions when I wasn't listening. Thanks,
yeah.
guys.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Cleo did.
That's your
Cleo's
fault. It's your fault. Cleo's fault, yeah.
I confess it was Cleo's fault.
Well, consider the things that she licks and... Right.
She's all out of things to confess to, actually, after all that licking.
This is true. I had a great time meeting her at Nerdtacular 13 this year, yes. and she's a fantastic human being.
She is a great human being.
Despite the licking.
Yeah. Or because of,
thanks to confess. Yeah. I'm currently grinding elites on Timeless Isle when I should be working. I don't know.
What the heck, man? Jeez, what a terrible thing to admit, man.
The naked truth That's about right, the a naked Sandy truth hamburger.
About a Sandy hamburger. Mm-hmm. Well, that's okay. I mean, look, confessions don't have to be that you killed a guy. They can be smaller things.
That I'm
guess
blowing
I could
off
work and kill someone if you want.
Yeah, do that. You have a mission from us. We'd like you to kill Earl because that's what the gimme gimme just told us to do. See you later, Todd. Oh, I didn't mean to cut him off that easy. What did I do there? Salvador on the phone. Hi.
Salvador. Oh, hi, Scott.
Hey,
hi,
good morning. How are you?
Hello.
Good morning. This is T.S. Salvador from Tadpu calling from Brazil.
Wow, fantastic. Yes. Man, what time is it in Brazil? It's probably the same as here.
We are 2 hours ahead, actually.
Oh, okay. So you're Eastern time.
So I am in the future. I'm just saying, you know, it's going to be rainy and crappy, pretty much.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Hey, I got a question about your part of the world.
Sure.
Is TV and movies have taught us Americans that you can't walk around in Brazil without getting shot in the head? All the time.
Really?
So is it as violent a place as Hollywood makes it seem? Because Brazil is never treated that well. I mean, occasionally it's like, yeah, we're going to Carnival, and then there's a party going on. But the rest of the time, it's drug killings and murders and things like that.
Well, they tend to focus really on Rio de Janeiro and, you know, and specifically on the bad parts or on the beaches.
Okay.
And... There are no butts walking around. At least I'm not seeing any here.
Okay,
so
good.
It really depends on where you are. And also, I was never mugged in my entire life.
Really? You've gone the whole time without any... See, this is
not,
good.
Not a single shot.
This is good for me because I tend to... I'll admit it. I mean, here's a confession. I tend to let bad stereotypes of places and things... at least give me a little bit of nervousness. Like, if I think that, that all of Japan is run by the Yakuza because movies say so, I have a tendency to go to, when I went to Tokyo, I was like a little nervous. Like, where's the Yakuza, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't, it's never as bad as I think, I guess. And so it's always nice to talk to somebody who's there. Like the Canadians who have proven to me that their money doesn't actually have holes in it, but... now I just tease them about it. But, you know, I've learned things from people in different parts of the world. So you've done that for me today. Nice job.
Well, that's nice. You know, I had a question, but since you asked me something, I actually lost my question and I'm totally lost. So I'm going to hang up.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, don't get mugged. Take it easy and go party. We'll see you later. I feel bad. I didn't mean to screw his question up. If you remember it again, you can call back. Not a problem. Let's get Gary Fisher on the line. Gary, hi.
Gary Fisher.
Hello, Gary.
Hey there.
Hello. Greetings. How are you?
You're still calling, apparently.
I actually have a confession.
Oh, really? Hold on. Let's give you a little theme here. Confession.
The naked truth about a Sandy hamburger.
That's right. Lantronics man. Go for it.
Well, when I was, I think I was about 12 years old, I was screwing around in an English class, I got an F on a report card.
Yeah.
And this was back in the dark ages when the report cards just had, you know, written in pen. And I turned the F into a B.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad never, he never figured that out.
He didn't know? Oh my gosh.
I actually brought my grade back up to a B. It was an interim report card, didn't count for anything. So by the time I got the report card that actually counted, I was back up to a B.
But, wow. That's intense.
As an art guy, I mean, I would think that you would have done that too, Scott. I certainly did that once. I turned an F into a B.
I did it once, and I was more proud of how good the B looked than I was about the grade going up. You know?
I wish I could brag about how good this bee looks, but yeah. That would kind of give the game away, wouldn't it?
That's funny you should say that. I think that may have been the only moment in my time in school that I ever technically cheated, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the only thing I did.
You didn't cheat school, you cheated...
I cheated a grade, yeah.
Aren't we all just cheating ourselves?
But I had friends that would cheat on tests, and I never did, but I didn't ever do great on tests. And I want to say that F to B was a result of a bad test taking that mm-hmm. I could have cheated on or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
well, these days,
I hated school.
These days, Tristan doesn't stand a chance because it's basically we've got this parent portal thing where we can look anytime and see what his current grade is.
Yep, you can see what he has, if he's missing things he hasn't turned in.
Exactly.
We are living in the future with that stuff. It's crazy.
I love that.
Yeah, I like it a lot. It's like Nick will go, I'll go, Nick, you got any homework? Nope. I'm like, oh, really? Well, let's take a look. Well, I do have this one thing, like he remembers suddenly.
Right. Well, there's this thing that I didn't turn in yesterday that I could probably work on tonight and turn in tomorrow.
Yeah. And then Gary, who I didn't hang up on him, he just went away. That was weird.
Okay.
But his, you fix your ringer,
call
dude.
Finally answered.
Yeah, your ringer is jacked up. All right, we're playing a little bit.
Call now.
And it's time to bring James in. James Iagovos from the chat room. What's going on?
Oh, Iagovos.
Hey, guys. I was just wondering... if you had anything... Well, I've been living by myself now. I was wondering if Scott had any ideas on how to cook. I want Scott to teach me to cook.
When you're on your own, I got some great ideas. You ready for this? So here we go, James. You need to... First thing you need to do is get a dozen eggs.
You dump the mm-hmm. rice into the
thing. you put a... Okay, so you get a small dish, like a cereal bowl or something small. You put two eggs in there.
Okay.
You can keep the yolks in there if you want, or you can get rid of those, whichever you'd rather do. You put a layer of mozzarella cheese on top of that. You stick it in the microwave.
Okay.
You can salt and pepper that thing if you want. I usually put like some sort of hot sauce, a Tabasco sauce on there as well. Stick that in the microwave. Okay. Put it in there for a full minute. When it comes out, okay. It's going to have a, if you've done it right, it's going to, this is weird eggs, Cleo. You're right. This is the recipe for weird eggs. When that thing comes out, it should be this hard bubble of cheese that looks innocent enough, but then what you're going to do is pull it out, take a fork, poke it, it will explode, sending little shards of egg on everything.
hot lava, yes. Temperature.
Yes, all those things are true. Then you eat it, and it's fantastic. It's called weird eggs.
That sounds phenomenal.
My kids love it. And you can usually, the cool thing about it is you can take a spoon, you can scrape that whole thing once you've exploded it and it's kind of collapsed a little bit. You scoop it out like a hockey puck and you can put that on like toast or just by itself or like a sandwich out of it or something. And it's really good. It's really, really good.
Okay.
But you'll find egg stuff on the ceiling and all weird places for a while after you explode it. Second thing I would recommend is another weird thing that I make occasionally. You buy... processed bologna, right? Like the circle bologna things with the weird little skin around the edges. And I don't know if they have these where you're at, but you take those, you put them on a plate, and in the center of them, you put just a teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce. You can substitute soy if you want to, but Worcestershire is probably the best. Worcestershire, Worcester. Or however the hell you say it.
Worcester.
Yes, thank you. You put that in the microwave, and you microwave it for 30 seconds. What's going to happen, because of that tight bologna ring around the edge, it makes the whole thing curl up like a bowl. And the flavor from the Worcestershire sauce stuff kind of goes throughout the meat, kind of spreads into the meat, and you end up with this, you come out and you have this kind of darkened bologna bowl that comes out like literally in shape of a bowl. And then what I do is I squirt like a couple of stripes of mustard into that thing and then just eat it. So there are my two recipes for living at home. Oh, and the other thing is spaghetti that lasts 2 weeks. That's literally the name of it. Spaghetti that lasts 2 weeks. So you take make a giant batch of spaghetti, and instead of having it separate, so you have the noodles and then dumping the meat sauce on it, you take the two and mix them. Mm-hmm. So now you've got mixed spaghetti and meat sauce, whatever, and then you put that in a big Tupperware kind of casserole dish thing, shut that thing, put it in the fridge, and every day or so you just pull it out and take a big bite of it and put it back. And that thing will last you like two and a half weeks. It's fantastic.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Spaghetti that lasts 2 weeks is the title of that one. I'm going to make a cooking book of all the shit I know how to make. Wouldn't you buy that? You would buy that, wouldn't you? I'd buy it. That's something
I'd
get.
I'd buy it.
James, take it easy, man. Stay out of trouble. Rue's back on the line. Hey, man.
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, man. Sorry about that last call.
Oh, you're totally fine, man. It's the way this stuff rolls. It's all but from the hip. We're living like Mad Max in this place. It's fine. It's no worries.
Yeah. I hear you.
So what's on your mind? What do you got?
So in a note with spaghetti from the last 2 weeks that you're saying, I have a recipe similar to that, actually.
Go for it. What do you do? How do you change it?
All right. So basically, you make your spaghetti the night before. You make way more than you're supposed to have.
Yeah.
And then you take the rest of it, the remnants of it, mix it all together, put it in a Tupperware.
Yeah.
Then the next day, you put it in a frying pan with some vegetable oil and you fry it up.
Dude.
Oh, fried spaghetti, dude.
Like a little spaghetti patty. That's a great idea.
Yeah, you get a little bit crisp brown on the bottom and stuff like that. Flip that over. It's pretty good.
Oh, I'm into that.
I've seen people who do that also with sandwich presses. So like you do your two pieces of bread, put a little garlic, a little butter, a little garlic, and then put the spaghetti in the middle and then do the sandwich press and compact it in there. And
that
it's
sounds
like
good. Like a little panini, spaghetti panini.
Exactly, yeah.
Spaghetti panini was my favorite Italian director in the 70s. He did some amazing work. Spaghetti panini. You always knew you were watching a panini film. So here's another little tip for people making spaghetti, speaking of which. So last night we actually had spaghetti and we used, we have a quarter cow that we bought last year. So we've been slowly eating that cow over time. And when you do that, they're like farm.
Just sits in the corner with three legs now.
Going, moo, kill me, moo. So the ground beef you get from that thing is a little more gamey than you'd get at the store because it's so underprocessed. And like it's a full on, like straight up cow who grew up in a farm, like, 5 miles from here. So you're getting a more natural beef flavor to everything, which is a little bit more intense. Just like eating deer or something, you know. It's just different than store-bought stuff. Think of it this way. If you
it's
grow
not
it...
3/4 cornmeal is the deal.
That's exactly it. And brain hemorrhaging or whatever the hell they...
Right. Exactly.
So if you eat a real tomato off somebody's fresh garden plant thing, that's amazing and has all this crazy flavor. But then if you eat a tomato from the store, you're like, well, this is the most bland thing ever. It's kind of that difference.
Right.
So I like that, but what I would really prefer is the more healthy alternative, and this is a serious recommendation. People should make their spaghetti with ground turkey. It is a superior tasting spaghetti concoction. So we do whole wheat noodles. Is it whole wheat? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're whole wheat noodles. They're a little dark.
Yeah.
I like spinach noodles too. Those are good. But we'll make that, and then we'll do ground turkey in there instead. And man, I'm telling you, ground turkey is the business. That stuff is so much better in that particular form. I don't like ground turkey on everything, but in this particular case, if you get the right sauce, I'm telling you, Rue, you got to go do it, man. Rue Lazzaro. That's it's a cool name. Is that Italian or what?
Yeah, the last name's Italian. The Rue is a shortening of Andrew, but I've been getting called Rue since college. So.
Oh, really? That's funny, because I have friends named Andrew who I call Drew a lot, but I've never heard of Rue before. That's interesting. Is that the origin of the name Rue? Like Rue McClanahan? Is her real name's Andrew?
You know, I doubt it, and it was actually like right after or right before the Hunger Games I was called this, so I'm like, oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Well, go get a bow and arrow, and you're all set. See you later, man. It's Rue Lazzaro, everyone.
Rue Lazzaro.
That's
like
it.
A director name.
That
directed
totally
by Rue Lazzaro.
Rue Lazzaro. That's it. We're done.
All right.
We've taken all the call nows we can take. We'll do more of that whenever people aren't here. We like it. It's fun.
And Rue McClanahan was born Edaru McClanahan.
Edaru. Wow.
Edaru. E-D-D. I-R-U-E.
Edaru. Sounds like a Japanese guy. It's not racist at all. We hope that Chinbeard feels better tomorrow. We got ourselves some more guests, so stay tuned for that. Let's get some emails out of the way, though. We got a couple here. Emails are brought to you by
Another Way Around Life and Gaming Podcast Deluxe. Visit awaycast.com to experience video commentary, live streams, interviews, and of course, the Awaycast weekly podcast. The Awaycast runs regular contests with loot giveaways and will keep you humored and enlightened in both life and gaming. Go to awaycast.com.
Sounds good to me. All right. Hey guys, says Jeff. He is Fang Fueler in the Tadpool.
Mm-hmm.
Fang Fueler. Here's my confession, he says. About 15 years ago, I worked in a CD manufacturing plant. My job was to screen print.
CD as in compact disc.
Compact disc,
Not S-E-E-D-Y.
No. Good point.
Not in a CD manufacturing plant.
And we've all worked in those. Yes. Worked in a CD manufacturing plant. My job was to screen print the CDs, the CD artwork. Now I can't not hear it that way. On the disc. So I was feeling a little disgruntled, and I swapped some Korn blank discs with some Foxy Brown ones. Korn is in Korn, the band, K-O-R-N, with Foxy Brown ones, printing the opposite artwork and sending them off to be packaged that way. I just imagine somebody popping in their new Korn disc and hearing Foxy Brown. I'm more worried about the other way around. Jeez.
Right.
I love the show and would never mix up TMS with Foxy Brown. Jeff Fangfueler in the chat room. That's a nice one. I guess you can only make that confession after you've worked there.
Yes, after you've left.
Or you're busted.
I've got an album misprint, a vinyl album. It's Quiet Riot's Metal Health.
Oh, wow.
And one side is labeled Barbra Streisand Memories. It's like the actual vinyl label is Barbra Streisand Memories.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding.
Did someone else then get bang your head, Wake the Dead or whatever?
Who knows? On their
is that the song they did? The metal health and drive you mad. Yeah. That's that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Ugh. That stuff was not good.
We heard that in Footloose. It was playing in Kevin Bacon's yellow Volkswagen.
That's right.
And they do a callback to that, by the way, in the remake of Footloose. When the new guy moves into his new city and, mm-hmm. you know, is in there living with his uncle, aunt and uncle, he says, what am I going to do to get around? And they go back to the garage and he says, all right, if you can fix this car, you can drive it. And he pulls the tarp off and it's a yellow Volkswagen.
Oh, wow.
And as he's thumbing through what to listen to while he works on the Volkswagen, the fix it montage, it's Metal Health by Quiet Riot.
Wow. That's mm-hmm. great. Nice of them to think of the old movie in that one way and nothing else. It's nice of them to do that.
Well, that's the only part I watched.
All right.
Oh, shit, mister, where are you going?
All right.
Oh. Chris Penn.
Chris Penn's laugh. All right. What the hell was that?
What the hell is that?
That guy's the best.
What's that? What are you
screaming? Oh, there's a brick? Going to hell. We're going to hell? Oh, my gosh. Anyway. Go watch, listen to Film Sack. We had a great time. One of my favorite episodes, I think. And the longest we've ever done, by the way. It was a record.
Cool.
Yeah. And all of the years of Film Sack.
That was the longest. I'm surprised.
And it didn't feel that way at all.
No, like, not at all. Huh.
Hey, Stark, Naked, and Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter, says Mark. My first job was at Macus, as we call it here in Australia. And there were two types of onions at McDonald's. Oh, Macus.
Yeah, Macus is McDonald's.
Well, here, what do we nickname it? Mickey D's?
Mickey D's, yeah.
I used to call it McDonballs when I was younger.
McDonballs. Really?
Yeah, let's go. Where you guys want to go? McDonballs.
McDonballs. Wow.
Mickey D's, Mac and somebody else used to call it Mac and something. My friend Dave called it Mackinons. Mackinons? Yeah, Mackinons. That was it. Hmm. Where are you going? Go
sounds to Mackinons. Like, sounds like where you go when you try to get off McDonald's.
Oh,
I've got a Mackinon meeting.
Hey, everybody. I'm Brian Ebbett. I'm a recovering McDonald's addict. Hi, Brian! It's
3 months since I've had my last Big Mac.
I had Taco Bell yesterday, but I didn't go crazy. I had one taco. I had one soft taco, one hard taco. And half of my daughter's fries, and that was it.
7 packs of cinnamon crispas.
Oh, yeah.
Hooray!
Oh, yeah.
I don't have those anymore.
Nope, they quit doing that. They have churros still.
Yeah.
Still have that.
Yeah, churros.
The rehydrated small onions and large onions they're talking about at McDonald's. You get large onion on burgers, such as the Quarter Pounder. I recommend you ask for a Big Mac with large onion. You may want to ask if they can still grill the onion, which used to be an onion when I was working there, but they used vertical grills now that I, at least where I'm at why is this hard for me to read? There's something about the sentence.
Looks you may want to, fine to me.
If you may want to ask them if they can still grill the onion, which used to be an onion when I was working there.
No, it used to be an option.
Oh, why am I reading
that word,
onion
that
twice?
Word is option. I don't know.
That word is option. Shit. When I was working there, but they use vertical grills now, at least where I am. There's some little weirdness in that sentence. You have to admit.
I'm just visualizing when you read something, if you've got like cows walking by and tutus dancing, your field of vision blocking the words.
Who knows? I actually think my right eye is going to crap now. I'm not sure. Doctor says it's possible.
Right? It was like the one that was carrying the load for such a long time.
Yeah, and he says that that's part of it, is that it worked so hard for so long that it's now it's having this other eye be dominant and it doesn't know what to do with itself, so it's going to start farting out on me, so I may have to get surgery again.
So I've got a confession.
Yeah.
Broncos won last night big time against the Raiders.
Yes,
and because of that, locally, all the McDonald's, you get this little key tag that you can take into McDonald's and get a Big Mac for $1.
Yeah.
I'm going to go today and I'm going to ask for large onion. I'm going to say, can I get Big Mac with large onion?
See what they say. I'll do it. Yeah. You know what? I'm doing it too.
All right.
Let's report tomorrow.
Okay.
How it went. I have a problem with that. There's a Mac and D's just down the street or whatever we're going to call it. And I will ask them. And you'll do the same.
I guess you probably don't want to say large onion. Like, you'll just get like an onion in the bag. Maybe you want to say like, can I get that with a slice of real onion or fresh onion or non-hydrated onions? Or
non-monkey boogers, because that's what the other ones are. I hate those things. I hate them.
Can I get a slice of the quarter pounder onion? There we go. Maybe that's it.
Last time I was there, I got the two, just a couple of cheap cheeseburgers because I just needed a quick like carb burst or whatever. And I said very specifically, no onions at all. And the lady said, no problem. It came to me and it still had them, but they were so jammed up under the roof of the bun that I'll bet she thought there were no onions on it. But they were there anyway. They were nearly embedded in that thing. Oh, they're terrible. I'm serious. Boogers, man. Boogers. All right. We're done. Thanks, emailers. We appreciate it. If you want to send an email in, keep it short, keep it fun, themorningstream@gmail.com.
I like that Rue9X says, first off, he says, wait, aren't you guys dieting? And then a second later he says, order a Diet Coke without pickle.
I dare you to ask for just barf or whatever it was. What was that called? No,
only puke.
Only puke. What can I get for you? I'll only puke.
Only puke.
You don't have that in your country?
Somebody's going to find that and send it to us. I guarantee.
Probably. I miss it. Nobody sends us any more clips of them ordering Frankfurters anymore. So we need a new thing. We need a new thing. You know what? I'll tell you what. Anyone else out there listening who goes to McDonald's in the next couple of days, record on your phone your exchange with the person when you ask for the large onion. I want to see what your experience is. And we'll see if McDonald's is the same everywhere or if there's any difference between the different franchises.
Perfect.
Brian, what's going on with Coverville this week? Today, in fact.
Here's the thing. I don't know. No, I mean, I have a couple ideas, and I think the one I'm going to try to do is degrees of coveration, where you play one song, and then whoever's doing the cover, you do a cover of them. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, let's say it's Prince doing his cover of the Beatles something. And then the next song will be a cover of Prince. And then the next song will be a cover of whoever's covering Prince. And then you kind of go along like that.
Right. Vanity used to cover Prince, if you know what I'm saying.
Apollonia.
Oh, yeah. All his lady friends. He's still doing stuff, right? Still a big draw.
Oh, Prince? Hell yeah.
Well, I saw him in a hotel lobby. I won't tell you what he was doing.
What was he doing? Did he have a magazine by chance?
He did. He was doing something with it. It's unspeakable. I can't say on the show.
That was Nikki. That wasn't Prince. That was Nikki doing that.
Oh, and it was him who saw
her. He just knew a girl.
Okay. Named Nikki. Right. Yeah. That girl's nasty. Hey, let's get out of here then. Thank you, everybody who was involved in today's business. And thanks, Todd, for getting that Shoutcast stream working. Hopefully those who are trying to listen there finally got the show. I want to thank the team at AlphaGeekRadio.com for the Shoutcast stream today. Scott Fletcher for his voice bumpery. Go to frogpants.com/TMS for links to everything, including show notes, archives, forums, our T-shirt, our mug, our many other things. Go there. Facebook.com/TheMorningStream. Email us at themorningstream@gmail.com and on Twitter. Coverville, Scott Johnson, and Morning Stream. That's it.
Okay.
Music.
Sure.
Give it to me.
One last song to kind of go out.
One more.
It's good that we have a little extra time because this is a long email. I'm going to paraphrase it, though.
All right, go.
Hello, Skirmion and Bogolyubov quasi-particles. These are two scientific particles. I don't have any particular special anniversary coming up, but I'm coming close to the submission of my PhD thesis. I'm now trying to enter the real world of industry after spending my entire adult life in school. You guys have been making me smile every single day throughout my studies and research, and I hope you could play something to help me through this final desperate stretch. My favorite band in the whole wide world is the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, a British surrealist pop jazz rock band from the 1960s. Wow. They reunited in 2007 and released a cover of I Predict a Riot by the Kaiser Chiefs. If anyone hasn't heard of the Bonzos, I implore you to go check them out. Anyway, thank you guys for what you do. Mort, soon to be Dr. Mort. And then he says, P.S. Skymarons are a hypothetical particle. They're a homo-optically non-trivial classical solution of a non-linear sigma model with a non-trivial target manifold solution.
I'll take his word for it.
That's why he's getting the Ph.D. and we're not.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Bonzo Dog Doodah Band from 2007 from their album Pour l'amour des chiens, a cover of the Kaiser Chiefs' I Predict a Riot.
Okay. Well, let's play it. Tomorrow, what? Tom Merritt, Nicole Spag, many other things. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's something I was supposed to announce today. Oh, if you're a member of AIE, keep your eye on my Twitter feed today or tomorrow.
Or both days.
Yeah, there's very important BlizzCon related thing going up in the next 24 to 48 hours or so. Ooh, if I can get it done.
Should let me know that too, because I'm going to be a BlizzCon.
You will be. In fact, you'll be there. You'll be a direct participant in the thing that we're going to talk about.
So oh, really? I'm going to be putting on my participants.
Yeah,
out there.
Well, they're on now, right? You always wear them.
I always wear my participants.
Yep, I got participanties on, which is kind of a problem. All right, thank you everybody for being here. We appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow for an all new show. Here's Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. Bye.
And now for your listening pleasure. The Old Geezer Chiefs.
Watching the people get blurry, it's not very pretty, I tell thee.
Yes, sir.
Not very pretty, I tell thee. I thought he kept it in the lead city centre on a set.
Actually, I prefer sort of Richard III.
Decent.
Separately.
Hang on, we're going to miss the Smeaton bit. There we have. Never mind.
Here we go.
He looked the wrong way at a policeman. La, 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 la. But he was very unusual. Never a cup of Smeaton. Looking that way.
I predict a riot.
It's a shame, but it's true.
I predict a riot.
Oh, not now.
I predict a riot.
I've got my homework to do.
Oh, that's better. I tried to get into my taxi when I was set upon by a casually dressed man.
Some sort of sporting attire.
Yes, he'd seen it first and he wanted to punish me. Then there's this issue of the naked ladies.
I'm into a bit of S&M myself.
I think unless they get to a chippy, they're going to catch their deaths of cold. They're not terribly sensible, are they?
They're not very sensible, but they're all attractive in a sort of slutty sort of way.
I would have thought that. Ooh la 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 la.
We're not here. Look the other way. Nothing to see here. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Oh, it's a chorus again.
I predict a riot.
I think you're right.
I predict a riot.
And could someone spend my money?
I predict a riot. I predict a riot.
Put that pencil down, you'll have someone die out.
If there's anybody left in hell but they don't want to be out of hell.
Guitar is coming. Put the guitar down, now.
Watching the people get leery, it's not very pretty, I tell you.
It's not very pretty at all.
Not from where I'm standing. It's absolutely disgusting. That's that chicken again. He's playing it in.
Hello! Hang on! Oh my God! Ah!
Oh no!
rather nice.
Oh, it's beautiful. That's where I want to be, not here. Please stop spitting. I tell you what I predict is a bloody great punch up the bracket if you don't shut up.
Look at me like that, will you?
Don't you raise your fist at me, young man.
I'm not raising anything.
I'll let you know I was in the under-12s rugby match. Ow! Stop! You really are quite rough.
Yes, I am.
Are you working class or something? Leave me alone. Is this what writing is?
Yes.
I love it. I'll have another pint of Guinness. I've never been in a ride before. How's this one going?
It's going quite well, isn't it? I quite enjoy it.
It's sort of fun. I prefer Glyndebourne.
I don't like the look of him over there.
He looks rather small. I'm going to punch him. Right, watch me.
Yes.
One for us.
Yes, jolly good.
Are there any more small ones?
I think we've had enough of this ride, don't you? Shall we stop this ride? I think right here.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
Hold your breath and count to 10.